Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 117, if you can believe it. This week I am coming in pretty unprepared, but with valid reasons. I am traveling very soon to another country. A little bit of personal insight here. I'm going to India for work. Why? Why was I asked to do that? I can't answer that question, but I'm rushing this podcast together because I don't want you to be without your local music while I am sitting on a plane for 20 plus hours. Seriously, I'm going to fly to New York and then I'm going to fly to India, going against the rotation of the earth, so it takes forever, but I want you to have your podcast. Anyway, enough about me. I do want to remind you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts under the We Own This Town umbrella, and there's a lot of other shows that you should be checking out. Obviously, you love local music, that's why you're listening to this, but there's more entertainment to be had from other Nashville-based hosts. Hot Minute has returned for season 2. You can go check out episode 1 from that. Fan Slash Fiction with Andrew Slash Zach has returned for season 2. They've got a great interview episode up. And This Is The Place, our bar and restaurant podcast with Matt Meeks and Mickey Parks. That's still putting out episodes. And we just added a whole new podcast to the We Own This Town network called Band Splainer. Olivia Ladd is the host, and she sits down with various musicians and creators and interesting folks from around the Nashville area and talks to them about cult bands like Devo or Black Flag or Animal Collective, and just kind of examines their discography and figures out what it is that makes them so special. It's a fascinating listen. There's 4 episodes out already. I highly recommend that you go check it out. Streaming everywhere. Anywhere that you like your podcasts, they're there. I'm sure during the edit, I'm going to listen to all this and wonder, where is my head? It's on that plane already. Can't help but think about that plane and the malaria pills that I got to be taking and the water that I can't be drinking and all of the fruit that I must avoid. It's going to be a hell of a trip, y'all. I'm sure you won't hear about it because I will probably never mention it again. All right. Aside from that awkward intro, let's get into some great new music. This is a brand new song from Pangs, who have been releasing just handfuls of songs, one at a time recently. We played them a couple weeks back with their cover. And I love this new track, and I think you will too. Here we go. This is Someplace. Through the ocean. All right, that was Pangs with Someplace, just a single that they released over on their Bandcamp and probably streaming all over the place as well. Pretty dramatic, pretty cinematic. Definitely should be the soundtrack to something. Those lyrics, like, what does she say? In the magic hour, I'm not afraid. I need the truth to find us out, never going to pray. I want to see you. I want to touch your face. We'll be together, forever safe in our someplace. I mean, what more do you need to say? Very intense song. Hell of a way to start the episode, right? Like what Pangs is doing. I really like the doubled up vocals on there. I like just the whole aura of it. All right, enough about my opinions on this. Is that why you listen? Do you listen for my opinions? I'm also hungover. I should tell you that as well. Also hungover. Also trying to race through this so I can go pack for that trip. Anyway, here's a new song from a band that I'd never heard of before. Just stumbled on them on Bandcamp. I'm going to butcher the name. This is Hikomori. The album's called Self Portrait. I don't really listen to a ton of hip hop. I don't really have much of a vocabulary for it. But this samples music that I am familiar with, and therefore I found that connection that you need to get into music. I think you'll recognize it, and if you don't, I'll talk to you about it at the end. Here is Peace is Pessimism.
Two kids and the man's raising your rent.
I don't know.
Exactly. So you go to jail.
Okay. That was Hikomori with Peace is Pessimism off of Self Portrait. Obviously, that's a Paul McCartney sample running throughout that. And I believe an Eddie Murphy bit of sampling as well. Could be wrong there, but fairly confident in that. The whole album is a bunch of instrumentals kind of along that line, that sort of laid back, relaxing sort of zone that it puts you in. And I'm a fan. It's just what I need right now. And I've been listening to the whole record. It's very enjoyable. The last track on it, the 14th track, is accredited to Hiko Doom. And that's because it samples an MF Doom rap over his own beat. And it works extremely well. I mean, it's an old MF Doom piece, but he's really given it some new life there. I suggest you go check it out. It will be linked on the episode detail page for this episode. Moving along quickly, swiftly, just not spending a lot of time because I did not write a script this week. So I am barely referencing anything except my own emotions. All right, next up, we're going to listen to brand new Jeff the Brotherhood. This is an album called Magic Songs. That's with a K, with a CK, really. M-A-G-I-C-K Songs. This song's called Parachute. I'm sure you already have opinions about Jeff the Brotherhood, and this might flip them on their head. We'll see. Here's Parachute.
Thank you.
That was Parachute from Jeff the Brotherhood off of Magic Songs, their latest record, released by Dying Alone Records, I believe. Definitely a different vibe for them, or at least that's a bit of a trick. Everyone's sort of writing up this album as a different vibe for Jeff the Brotherhood, which I think predominantly that's very true. They're generally known for being much more rocking, much more rocking. Jesus, drop the G, buddy. They're being known for much more rockin' band and a lot more upbeat and generally a lot more engaging. Their live show, of course, is everyone loves is the sweaty mess that is the Jeff the Brotherhood live show. And this is a lot different vibe than that, in that it is much more slowed down, a lot more atmospheric. And that's predominantly what the record sounds like. They have another record called Global Chakra Rhythms that came out in 2015 that I think kind of hints at these predispositions, like the desire to kind of branch out beyond just that almost Weezer-esque sound that they had on Wasted on the Dream. I'm not like an expert at all on the Jeff the Brotherhood discography, but I don't think that this album is a shocker in terms of what they're bringing to the table, but it is really refreshing. Included, another vocalist and kind of just going down an entirely different path with an entirely different feeling. The end of the record, roundabout track 9, there's 12 tracks total, it starts to get a lot darker and it kind of goes into this much more doom and gloom kind of place. Not exactly like what their vibe is on the other records either, but it's not all light and atmospheric or what you just heard. It definitely takes on a different path the further you get into the record. Anyway, my words are failing me. Please listen to this record. It goes some interesting places. I think it shows the diversity that Jeff is capable of and hopefully shows like some longevity. I mean, they've been putting out records for so long now that one might assume that they would retire the whole thing and start brand new projects. I mean, their Bandcamp shows them going back to 2005, but I have a suspicion that it goes back even further than that. Anyway, let's listen to a song from Microwave Mountain off their album Sick Licks.
Slow.
Okay, that was Electric Boogie from Microwave Mountain off of the album Sick Licks. If you did not know, Microwave Mountain is, and I'm reading this directly from the Facebook page, Microwave Mountain is the brainchild of Salt Lake City, Utah transplant Jamie Tim. It's a result of starting over in a new city, growing your hair out, and giving it all up for rock and roll. So this is one of those examples of people coming into Nashville. We're kind of one of those it cities where there's a lot of people moving in. A lot of our residents that have been here for a while seem to have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with it. You get Microwave Mountain when you open arms, welcome all these people into the city and really diversify our musical palette. That song is great. I mean, the vocals on it are very snide and interesting, and the guitar is sick. Those are sick licks. I love that guitar tone. Aptly named album. So as I said, that was Electric Boogie from Microwave Mountain. That whole album is streaming everywhere. Get it wherever you get things digitally. And if you want it physically, head on over to the Cold Lunch Recordings site and get the cassette version. Rock that shit out in your car. Okay, I told myself I wasn't going to talk that much, and man, I am rambling. Anyway, let's jump into a new track from Totals off of their brand new album, Skyview Drive. This is You Walked In.
First contact, waves and beams, shapes to keep. I enter.
from Totals off of their new album Skyview Drive. If you're not familiar with the band, they do spell that with three T's. T-T-O-T-A-L-S. Totals. For many years, I pronounced it T-Totals or T-Totals. Lots of different ways to approach that, but then I just asked them directly, how in the world do you pronounce this? And they informed me that it's just Totals. So, there you have it. Mystery solved. This new album, Skyview Drive, is available on LP and digital, and their write-up of it is pretty interesting. They're saying that this is an album of blues songs. Skyview Drive is total singing the blues. But they say it's born of the idea that blues is more than just particular notes or rhythms or emotions. It's an all-encompassing existential release through sound. That's a lofty statement. I really love the really grandiose portion of this write-up. Says, between the known worlds of music and the stretching infinity lies an intersection, a crossroads of sorts, permanent green lights, all directions. The outer blues is there in a moment of transformation. Give up or go through. Close them eyes. Transcendence arrives when you take a deep breath and exhale and drop the needle. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to listen to the rest of the record, then I don't know what kind of music you like. This is psych rock, obviously. That's where their genre, if you want to get into those micro genres, you want to label a band. This is a psych rock band, and their live show is phenomenal, and they put on a hell of a light show and really create this giant wall of sound that draws you in. And I don't think that this write-up about the intersection of music and the stretching infinity is too far out. I mean, that's kind of exactly what they're doing. That's the emotion that they put you in when you listen to their music. So go listen to Skyview Drive. It's linked on the episode detail page. You will not be disappointed. All right, let's listen to a song that's in a very different genre from a band called So Very. They have been played on the podcast before, I believe, and they strive to create danceable music. So listen to this song, Vern's Taproot, with that in mind. See if it makes you want to dance.
Sticking to the earth, dying and out, little things I
Vern's Taproot from So Very, off of the Vern's Taproot single. I say it with such enthusiasm because the name of the band does have an exclamation point in it, so that you are required to say it in that way. So Very. I like what they're doing there. I kind of get like a Meth Dad vibe in a way, in that they're creating danceable songs, very like sweaty, on the dance floor, losing yourself in the beats and in the insanely growing keyboard sounds. But there's also something like a little dark and nefarious going on there. They haven't put out a ton of music, and I think that's a shame. I really want to hear more from them, and I think we're going to get it, because their Bandcamp page says, "We're working hard to release more music, play more shows, and tour this year." So, hey, it's September, So Very. So Very! It's September. Let's get it done. You guys are doing great. Keep going. Let's hear some more. All right, I'm going to wrap up this train wreck of an episode by providing a little bit of a musical history lesson for Nashville, sort of, maybe. Recently on Bandcamp, I noticed that Lamb Chop, the band Lamb Chop, if you're familiar with that name, maybe you've never listened to them before, but you're about to. So I noticed that the Bandcamp had a ton of their releases up, and I realized that I didn't really know a ton about the band, despite the fact that they've been releasing records since the early 90s. 1994 is the first release on the Bandcamp for the album I Hope You're Sitting Down. But anyway, the point that I'm making here is I would like to just take two songs from the Lamb Chop discography that is now available and purchasable very easily with direct proceeds going to the band and the labels, to show their insane diversity and to show like how much they grew and changed over the years. And I think that's a really amazing lesson for bands to take. I mean, it's hard to stay together as a band in general, just to like keep your shit going, but it's also hard to stay original. Like with the Jeff stuff that we heard earlier, they've been going for a really long time and they probably get burnt out on playing the same kinds of music over and over. Lamb Chop is a nice template for a band that can start in with one mode and end up somewhere wildly different several decades later. A lot of that stems from the fact that the main core of the band, Kurt Wagner, allowed himself to collaborate with a variety of different people throughout the years over the albums that he created, which let him be influenced by what they were into and the kind of instrumentation that they wanted to use. So the sound changed dramatically from the beginning to the end. I don't know if it's over or not, but where we're at now, it's light years different than where it started. So I'm going to play a song from the album Thriller, which was not the first album. This was released in 1997, and this song is called Your Fucking Sunny Day. And then I'm going to immediately follow that up with a song from FLOTUS, their last official full-length record that was released in 2016. So almost 20 years later, we're going to hear where they ended up. And I just think it's a fascinating study and a band that you should definitely be paying attention to and digging into their catalog if you're not familiar with it, because there's just so much in between this beginning and this end that is equally as fascinating and all over the place in terms of the genres. Yeah, and there's a ton of collaborative names in there that you would recognize as well. I mean, looking at their Wikipedia page, there's this massive chart of people that have been on the records that are also involved in other bands in the Nashville music scene. Like, there's a William Tyler, there's a Ryan Norris, there's Scott Martin, there's Matt Glassmeyer, there's Mark Neves. And Kurt Wagner is the sort of through line of all of that, obviously, because he's the singer. Okay, hopefully I can edit that into some sort of reasonably sensible notion, and you'll get what I'm putting down. So here's Lamb Chop with Your Fucking Sunny Day, immediately followed by Neve off of FLOTUS.
Thank you. the sidewalk. But what does it say? Your fucking sunny day. So simple and so stupid, yet so steady. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay, that was a little Lamb Chop block there. First, that was Your Fucking Sunny Day from Thriller, and then Niv off of Neve, N-I-V, I don't know how to pronounce it, from Flotus. And I should note that Your Fucking Sunny Day definitely has its own vibe and, you know, upbeat, fun, horn-based pop song, but there's albums before that as well with different vibes, different genres, different explorations. So it's one of those bands where you really should just start at the beginning, start at the very top, track one, album one, and go straight through. Can't recommend it enough. It's a project that I'm undertaking myself now personally, and it's enlightening to understand how incredible that band really is. So yeah, do that. Do that thing that I'm also doing, and I think you'll be rewarded in the same way that I'm being rewarded. Okay, that's it for episode 117. I apologize for it. Just right here at the end. I'm sorry you made it this far, and I appreciate that. But I'm hungover. I'm flying to India tomorrow. I'm heavily distracted. It's probably not my finest hour. But I think the music was incredible, and all of these albums are well worth diving into. The Pangs and the So Very, they're singles. Not a lot of exploration to do there, but everything else, Hikomori, Jeff the Brotherhood, Microwave Mountain, Totals, Lamb Chop, tons of music for you to dive into. Tweet at me, Facebook me, Instagram me, tell me how awkward this episode was. We are at We Own This Town on everything. I thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you soon when I get back from India. And I'll tell you all about it. I won't tell you about it. I'm not going to mention it again. Just if I come back, know that I survived and it was great. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye. Do you have a tape deck in your car? I did for years. I mean, recently. And it was awesome. I loved having a tape deck. That kind of warped sound that comes from leaving a tape in the sun? Wonderful. I think that turned into what they call vaporwave now. That's a joke for those of you that like vaporwave.